chest?
And this is... I'm sorry, I have to go so fast.
Your hand?
And...
Your palms?
Well, if I have more than one.
Two?
Yeah. Two.
Two hands?
Yeah. And this is...
Your leg? Your knee, your foot?
Yeah, and I have two.
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 Yeah.
I have one foot and two.
2 feet?
Yeah. What do you call the lower part of the leg?
Your calf or your leg? Your ankle?
Yeah, do you have any specific word for the back part of the leg?
And what?
The back part of the bottom of your leg.
I just call it the back of my leg.
Do you have any word for the back part of your thighs?
Back part of what?
The thighs?
No.
If someone's been sick, and he's just kind of run down, how would you describe him?
Say they look bad and thin.
Any other words?
Emaciated.
And if someone is the opposite, he would be, if someone's healthy, how would you describe
it? Is it what?
If someone's healthy.
He's just in good health.
Are there any words?
A physical. I don't know.
Someone looks really healthy.
Someone that does what?
Someone who looks really healthy, you might say.
Say he's robust.
Uh-huh. Or anything else you can think of?
I don't know.
If someone is easy to get along with, what do you usually call him?
You just say he's easy to get along with. He's friendly.
Any other things you can think of?
Not that I know of.
If someone is kind of, well, like a teenage boy who's growing up kind of funny and he's got real long legs, how would you describe him?
Oh, goodness. Sometimes you say they're all hands and feet. All hands and feet are, I don't know.
What if he's knocking over a lot of things?
Huh?
What if he gets up and he knocks something over?
Awkward. Wait just a minute, let me go back in, lock this door to the back.
Okay, if someone is what do you call someone who's always doing silly, foolish things?
A cut up?
Yeah, things that don't make any sense. That
nonsense.
What do you call that person?
I don't know.
What about someone who just won't spend his money?
Spendthrift.
No, who won't spend his money?
Oh, tightwad.
Anything else?
Stingy.
Let's see. If you used the word common about somebody, what would that mean? Would it be a good thing or a bad thing?
You'd say, well, they're just common.
Uh-huh.
They were not up to par, not what you think they ought to be.
Uh-huh.
Or that. Sometimes you'd say they act like they're common.
Uh-huh. And that means that
they're not as good as they ought to be.
Okay. If someone's very strong and active and doesn't show his age, what might